The Jumblies, Part 2, with accompaniment.
They went to sea in a sieve, they did. In a sieve they went to sea. In spite of all their friends could say, on a winter's morn, on a stormy day, in a sieve they went to sea. Sieve turned round and round, and everyone cried, "You'll all be drowned." They called aloud, "Our sieve ain't big, but we don't care a fig. In a sieve we'll go to sea. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea. The water it soon came in, it did. The water it soon came in. So to keep them dry, they wrapped their feet in a pinky paper all folded neat. And they fastened it down with a pin. They passed the night in a crockery jar, and each of them said, "How wise we are! Though the sky be dark and the voyage be long, yet we don't think we are rash or wrong. While round in our sieve we spin, far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea. In 20 years they all came back, in 20 years or more, and everyone said how tall they've grown, for they've been to the lakes and the torrible zone, and the hills of the Chankly Bore. They drank their health and gave them a feast of dumplings made of beautiful yeast. And everyone said, if we only live, we too will go to sea in a sieve. To the hills of the Chankly Bore, far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea, in a sieve to sea. And they went to sea, in a sieve.